Kid Zion Amid Beis. Before we start the next sugya, we did not learn a Taisvis, a Tap Taisvis. The Gemara said that a Filo Ahoya Loi Pnai, he could have done everything before. Afal Pikin Do Amata Taglachas B'moy Yish Lo Yishu Kol B'nei Seim. So Rashi learns Pshat, because Rashi says maybe the Taglachas is being, because the Kolben is dependent on the Taglachas. So therefore they were Mata to make the Taglachas B'moy, they should be able to bring the Kolben the next day. Shlo Yishu Kol B'nei Seim, Afal Gav the Taglachas, the Nozir Loi Ma'akve. Now we have to understand there's a Machlokes HaRishonim. Rashi learned Pshat in the Mishnah, that both of them are speaking about that it's Oila Mitumosai. Nozir is also speaking about that it was a Nozir Tomei. It was Oila Mitumosai. So Mimele, so the Nozir Tomei has to be Megaleach Yem Shvi. And he brings the Kolben Yem Shmini. That's how Rashi learned Pshat. So Mimele, so the way Rashi explained it, so it's very good. So they were matter to make the taglachas b'moyed in order he should bring the kolben the next day. Shleisha kolben, they say. Taisvis learned pshat and Rav Rishonim learned pshat like that. That v'hanozer means that a nozer after he finishes his naziris is mutter to make taglachas. We're not speaking about a nozer tomei sha'ole mitumos. We're speaking about a nozer that finished. He finished the Naziris, he's making the Taglachas. So Taisi asks a very pertinent question. Hafal gav the Taglachas, the Nozir loy ma'akve. So why are you allowed to make the Taglachas b'moyed? Let him go and bring his Kolbonis and finish. You're worried about Masha Kolbonisov. Oh, you loy p'nai. He could have done everything before the Moyed. He didn't do it. So now it's the Moyed. So let him bring his Kolbonis and, the taglachas he won't make now. So this is avogav the taglachas the nozer loy ma'akv. It's not ma'akv the kabonis. Mikol mokim rogel hu legaleach. He's megaleach b'shas he brings the kabonis. The mitzvah legaleach belish lech sari tachas adud. That means when he's bringing the kabonis, it's a mitzvah legaleach. So he's rogel legaleach b'shas avos kabonisav. So if you won't permit him to make taglachas, l'chayot ha'smitz, he won't bring the kabonis. He wants to be mekayim. He wants to be mekayim that krovus rakabonis b'ayfen mehuder that there should be b'shaleich sari tachas aduch. So he won't bring the kabonis. In order to mimikaim the mitzvah of Shiluach Sari Tachas Adut. So that's where they were matter taglachas. Let us learn the Gemara further. Tane, we learned Hakoyin v'ho'ovul motorim b'giluach. We learned Abaraise that an ovul and a koyin are permitted to be megaleach b'moyed. So the Gemara says, ovul eichidomi. What is the case of an ovul? That he's permitted to be megaleach b'moyed. Ileime shechal shmini shaloi be'erev horegel. Let's say yom shmini was erev horegel. Is he boile ligeluchi be'erev horegel? So he should be megaleach erev horegel. What? Why he wasn't an onus? Shmini already starts the avelus of shloishim. And since the Avelus of Shloishim started already, so then the Moyed that comes, Nazman, when the Avelus started, so it's Oiker, that Avelus. So that means the Moyed is Mata the Isser Taglachas. Already he's Mutter Erev Oregel. So if Yom Shmini was Erev Oregel, so he should have been Megaleach Erev Oregel. So why is he permitted to be Megaleach B'Moyed? He's not an Onus. Elo shechal shmini shaloi liyois b'shabes erev horegel. No, the case is as follows, that the eighth day, Yom Tov, was Sunday. Yom shmini of his avelus was Shabbos. Now, so the avelus of Shloshim was chal b'shabes. The regel that Sunday is Mater the Iser Taglachas, so there's a Heter Taglachas Shabbos. So the Gemara says, but he should be permitted, he should have been Megaleach Erev Shabbos. Erev Eregel Iboile Legluchi, the Elosh Achar Shmini Shali is B'Shabbos Erev Eregel. That Shmini was Chal B'Shabbos Erev Eregel. Iboile Legluchi Erev Shabbos. He should have been Megaleach Erev Shabbos. The Omar Rav Chisda Maravina Barshila Haloche Kabashol. Now, there's a machloikis, Abba Shol and the Chachomim, when the Shiva ends and the Shloishim starts. Abba Shol holds that you say Mitzvah Hayom Kekuloi. So by Yom Shvii, the first chelik of the day, the first hour of the day, that's the Yavelis of Shiva. And then we say the Shiva ends, Mitzvah Hayom Kekuloi, and then it starts Shloishim. So according to Abba Shol, since the regal is Sunday, and the regal is matter the Iser Taglachas, Iser Taglachas was Chal before the regal, so it's matter the Iser Taglachas. And so Memele, the Dine Shloishim started Friday, because we say Mitzvah Sayyim Kekuloi. So Memele, so according to Abba Shol, so he should have been Megaleach Friday. If it had been a Megaleach Friday, he wouldn't have any problem of Nichnas Salamayt Shumanuvu. So if he didn't do it, so why is he permitted to be Megaleach B'moyit? That's what we pass on like Abba Shol. Umoydim Chachomim La'Abba Shol. But now the Gemara says a Chiddush. Umoydim Chachomim La'Abba Shol. The Chachomim Amoydit Abba Shol. Bishachal Shmini Shaloi Lis B'Shabbos Erev Regel Shemutal Agaleach B'Erev Shabbos. The Chachomim are also Moedet Abba Shol, even though they don't hold the din of Mitzvah Hayom Kekuloi. Afal Pikein, if Erev HaRegel was the eighth day and that was Chal B'Shabbos, they hold you're permitted to be Megaleach Erev Shabbos. Why it is that way? Let's put this on hold. We'll see in Tosfos clear why it is that way. About Kaponim, but it is that way. So, according to the Chachomim, if Erev HaRegel was Yom HaShmini, and the Regel was Zichamata the Iser Taglachas, so then Erev Shabbos, he would have been permitted to be Megaleach. So why is he mutter to be? Then he should have been Megaleach Erev Shabbos. So why is he permitted to Megaleach B'moyit? So the Gemara says, Loi tzricho shechal shvii shaloi liyois b'shabbos erev aregel. No. We're speaking about that the shvii shaloi was chal liyois b'shabbos erev aregel. Now, tane boras ovelo, so the tane of the baraisa, that says that an oval is permitted to be megaleach b'moyed, sovelo kabishol. Doma mikzis hayoim kikuloi. So the Tana holds like Abba Shol. So Shabbos, we say Mitzvah Sayyim Kekuloi. So the second chelik of Shabbos is already as a din of Shloishim. So since it is a din of the din of Shiva ended, and now it starts din of Shloishim. And since Regel is Mafkia, the din Shloishim, if he was Naig already, a niyug of shloishim koydem a regel. So memele, so the regel is matter the din shloishim. Now, Shabbos, he was unable to be megaleach. Because of Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, he was unable to be megaleach. Because he's in the Shiva. It's the sixth day of the Shiva. And the Shiva, there's no, The regel is not matter to be megaleach b'shiva. The regel is only matter the din shloishim. So you have here a person who erev a regel was not able to be megaleach because he was because of Shabbos. Takel al sabelis he would be mutter. Erev Shabbos he was unable al sabelis. So memelis, so he's mutter to be megaleach b'moy. That is pshat in the beraisa. So you have a person Umachmas Avelis was unable, and this is the case, that the Yom Shvi was Chal B'Shabbos, so he was unable to be Megaleach Erev Regel because it was Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos he was unable to do it because he was in the Shiva, so he's permitted to be Megaleach B'Moed. That's the Tana Bora Sovala Kabisho, Doma Mitzis Ayoim Kekula. V'yay Meshvi Oilo Loi Lekana Lekan. So Memele, so the Regel was Matel, the Din Shloishe. V'kivin the Shabbos Havim, since it's Shabbos Onus, so he was an Onus. Tana Didon Sovala, but the Tana of our Mishnah, but does not mention Eilu Megalchim B'moyim. So it is not mentioned that an oval is megalach b'moyed, sovelo ke rabbonon. He holds like the rabbonon. The omri lemrine mitzvah sayoim kekulay. We don't say mitzvah sayoim kekulay. Vakati leisholim avelis de shive. So he did not finish yet with avelis de shive. So if we learn the Gemara without looking at Rashi, so lechayre the Gemara is very poshut. According to the Chachomim, so Shabbos Erev HaRegel was the seventh day. No, the seventh day, you don't say Mitzvah Sayyim Kekulay. So Memele, so the Niyug of Shloishim never started yet. He was, Erev HaRegel was Isaac yet in the Mitzvah of Shivet. So the Niyug of Shloishim never started. So if the Niyug of Shloishim never started, so Memele, so the Regel is not Matar Shloishim. It's not Matar Shloishim, because he never started the Snagas of Shloishim. So Memele Borego is not permitted to be Megaleach, even though he was unable to Megaleach Erev HaRegel, because he's an oval. The Din Shloishim is Ma'akev him to be Megaleach Beregel. So Lecheira, that's how we would learn Pshat in the Gemara. So that's the Machloikis, Abba Shol and the Chachamim. According to Abba Shol, the din shloishim of Avelis became bottle because it was chal erev regel nuznifkal yidei regel. According to the Chachamim, the din shloishim was never chal, so he's mechuyev in shloishim. So Mamela, that's why he's not permitted to be megaleich beregel. Let us see Rashi. Iboi legluchei erev regel. If Yom HaShmini was Erev HaRegel, she should have been Megaleach. This Namas Nisan HaKeva Meisa Shmoyne Yomim Kaidem HaRegel. Botlo Mimenu Gzeres Lamed Yom. So the Gzeres Lamed becomes Botlo. Umutu Begiluach. Hoyil Ukvar Hischil Yom Echad Min HaShloishim. He started already a Niyug of Shloishim. Vizeh, so he could very easily have been Megaleach Erev HaRegel, which was Yom Shmini, it was a hoyvul agilach Erev HaRegel, lo yigaleach beregel, so he shouldn't be permitted to megaleach beregel. So the Gemara says that no, it's speaking about that Yom Shmini was chal b'Shabbos Erev HaRegel. Ahava onis. Now again, the regel was matter the iser taglachas. And so als Avelis, he would be mutter to be Megaleach. But at Shabbos, Fava Onis, Leimotzi Legaleach, but he's an Onis, Leimotzi Legaleach, Bishmini Erev Beregel, Lahochi Megaleach Beregel. So he was an Onis, that's his Megaleach Beregel. So the Gemara says, no. Iboi leiligluche erev Shabbos. You should mengaleach erev Shabbos. Shehu shvi. Number one, halacha kabishol. We paskin like kabishol. Dafilu leikovar elo shiva yomim kaidem haregel. Botle mimen gzeire shloishim. Because erev haregel yom shvi was already chal dinei shloishim, and the regel was oikir the din shloishim. And afilu we hold like the chachamim. Moidim chachomim labashol afal gav the bo shmoine, that in order for the din taglachas to, in order for the din taglachas to become bottle, this is giluchti become bottle, he has to be, that he was kaiver meisoi shmoine yomim kaidem haregel. Aber b'shechal shmini liyeis b'shabes erev haregel, Ahavi onus, then he was an onus to be megaleich Shabbos, shemuta legaleich be'erev Shabbos shehu shvi. He's muta galeich be'erev Shabbos. So my mele, so what is the case that he's muta legaleich b'moyit? Again, we'll see in Tosfos what the lumbus is according to the Chachamim, why one is muta to megaleich erev Shabbos. If we don't say mitzvah sayyem kekulon. So the Gemara says, "I tana the brayis the tana over megaleich b'moyid tzavek abishol." He holds like abishol the yom shvi oile lekan olekan leshiva leshloishim. That the yom shvi he has dinei shiva b'miktzas hayom and dinei shloishim b'miktzas hayom. Bekiven the kvar hischilu shloishim. Since the shloishim started. Then iboilei ligluchei kaidemaregel, so he should have been megaleich. Ella the Shabbos havi, no, it's Shabbos. But onesu, so that means he was unable to be megaleich erev aregel. Achi megaleich b'moyed, that's his megaleich b'moyed. If yom shvi was chal b'Shabbos, v'tane didon, the tonu elu megalchim b'regel v'loy ovu. Dafke Eilu Megalchim, Obonovu is not Megaleich. Soval Kirabona, the Omri Lemrinen Mitzvahs Hayoim Kekuloi. So by the Yom Shvi, you don't say Mitzvahs Hayoim Kekuloi. Elashiva Shleima Bina, we need 7 complete days of Avelis. Vakati Loisholim Avelis the Shiva Koidem Horeg. So now Rashi should have said, so since loy sholem avelus the shiva, so mamela the regel isn't oikel the avelus of shloishim, because the avelus of shloishim was never chal. And mamela he's also to be megaleach beregel als the isar avelus of shloishim. Ashi does not say that. Ashi says loy havi onus. Now let's just say the translation of the words. So Rashi says that since the Shloishim never became Mutter, the Shloishim was never Chal, Lehavi Onus is not an Onus. Afilu Lehavi Shabbos, Afilu, it wouldn't have been Shabbos, Lehmotzi Legaleach. He's not permitted to be Megaleach because the Shloishim was never Chal, so there's no heter to be Megaleach. Lohochi Einei Megaleach B'moyit. Now, the Ivrin Rashi, before we try to understand what Rashi is saying as follows. This is how the Nedib Yudin, the Rishashloim Shat and Rashi. Rashi is saying as follows. That, let's talk about another case. Let's talk about a case that let's say Erev Oregel was Yom Shvi. Erev Oregel was Yom Shvi. It wasn't Shabbos. Now, he was unable to be Megaleach Erev Oregel because he's in the middle of the Shiva. That's true. But for some reason, he's not called an Onus. He's not called an Onus that the heter of Eilu Megalchim. The Anusim, if the reason was because of the Avelis of Shiva that was Mutalolov, that doesn't make him an Onus. Fine. We'll accept that. So he's not an Onus. So Memele, so Narashi says, so Afilu, this Erev Aregel, which was Yom HaShvi, Shalavilusi, was Chal B'Shabbos, so you also can't call him an Onus. Why can you call him an Onus? Because if it wouldn't have been Shabbos, not the reason he's not Megaleach is because of Shabbos. Because if it wouldn't be Shabbos, he also wouldn't be Megaleach. And not being Megaleach because of Avelis doesn't have a shame on us. So Memela, so he wasn't an Onus. So if he wasn't an Onus, he's not permitted to be Megaleach B'moy. So the Nedib Yude asks on Rashi, first of all, why doesn't Rashi say, a poshet pshat Rashi? Kelner also asks, Rashi asks, why didn't Rashi say poshet? That the reason He's not megaleich b'moedis because the avelus of shloishim was not nifka from the regel because he wasn't knowing the avelus of shloishim kaidin the regel. So he's also alts avelus. Why didn't Rashi say that? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, the debut asks, why is he called anonis? If it wouldn't be Shabbos, he also wouldn't be allowed to be megaleich. Because of the Avelis. Okay, so he's an honest. He's an honest out Avelis. Why does Rashi assume that not being able to be Megaleach out Avelis does not give him a din honest? Let us see the Rishash. Savar kerabonim. Anarashi. Savar kerabonim, v'loi havi onus. So the Rishash asks, lochayra tamua. Madua, why did Rashi have to say that he's not an onus, that he's not an onus and that he's not permitted to be megaleich als the regu? Lochayra tamua. Madua loi pirish kibshutai. The larabonim. Also, legaleach b'moyed, machmas gzeres lamed, that he's not allowed to be megaleach b'moyed als shloishim. Why didn't Rashi say that? V'zeu yesh loima. So now he wants to forever that Rashi did not want to say this. Mishum damrina la'el. Oval eine noig avilusa beregel. And if it's speaking about avelus to me ikore, I'm Baroshon B'Shem Arayvet. Thank us for Kesem Mishnah, for example, Hashem to Melechit Ratz B'Shem Arik, Mesefe Beis Moed, B'Dasa Rambam, and Yimuloshon Rashi Lakama. Bekitzer, the Arayvet said, on the Gemara before, that if a person was Noyig, he says, the Avelis of Lamed is Nitche because of the mitzvah of Simchas HaRegel. This is an Esed HaRabim, and it's Doiche and Esed HaYochid. So that means he learns according to the Raivet. Let's say in such a case, that according to the Rabbonim, that Erev HaRegel was Shiva. We hold according to what he wants to mix this a Yom Kikuloi. So the Shloishim did not start before the Regel, so the Regel is not Oiker the Shloishim. Fine. Now it comes the regu, and it comes the shloishim, it comes bevasachas. So even though this dine shloishim mutalolov, but shloishim is an eser de yochit, regu is an eser de rabim, so be mei or regu, he's not noig the dine shloishim, because the eser de rabim is doiche the eser de yochit. It's not oike the din shloishim, because the din akira is only if the avelus had started already, then when the regel comes, it's like legabri. So forget it wasn't like this. The came by basachas. The din shloishim and the regel came by basachas. But al koponim, Rashi held, kol's man, it is a regel, it should be permitted taklachas. Because the esed the rabim of the regel should be doiched the esed the yochid of taklachas of shloishim. So that's why Rashi was forced to say that als avelus hezicha would be mutter to be megaleach beregel because the esse the rabim is doiche the esse the yochid of taglachas. So therefore Rashi had to say. So why can't he be megaleach? So Rashi had to say because he's not an onus. Because that he was unable to be megaleach erev a regel alts avelus doesn't make him an onus. That's why Rashi had to say something else. So the one kasha why Rashi didn't say the poshut pshat because Rashi held you can't say the poshut pshat over here. That's what he says. Avol kasha lohavit. But he says, but what Rashi does say is also difficult to understand. The otu mishum de nilvoloi oynis ta aveilis al oynis de Shabbos migra gora. That means like this. According to the Chachamim, if the reason he couldn't be Megaleach was because the Shabbos, that means the seventh day fell out in Shabbos. It wouldn't have been Shabbos, he'd be able to be Megaleach. The reason he wasn't able to be Megaleach is because it was Shabbos. And then we say he's an Anonus. He would have been Megaleach Shabbos. Well, he was an Anonus. So therefore he's permitted to Megaleach B'tzei Chamoy. According to... That is according to Abishol. According to the Chachamim, we say, there's two reasons why he couldn't be Megaleach. One's a Shabbos, but there's another reason, because he was a novel also. So since there's two reasons he wasn't able to be Megaleach, that's why he's not an onus. So Nebuch, he's a double onus. Yeah. We have to understand this. Avol mikol mokim zeh muchach mipirushoy the iser machmas aveilus lemikriyonus. Al kapanim, that's what Rashi holds, that the iser machmas is not called anonus, and not only is it not called anonus, it makes it a villa of the Shabbos also doesn't make it anonus. That's what Rashi says. You have to understand the svara. The svara is that I'm only called a Shabbos. Is called Shabbos is preventing me from being Megaleach. If it wouldn't be Shabbos, it could be Megaleach. But if it wouldn't be Shabbos, it also can't be Megaleach. So it's not the Shabbos that's preventing me. And that what the Avelus is preventing me, I don't ever did honest because of this. Now he ends this study. So it means a raya to Rashi from the beginning of the second perik. But then he asks a kasha, which he blies by Tzorchi and Godel, Avul payment. So if we say that was one is prevented to make taglachas because of avelus, that doesn't give him a din on it. Avul payment im kein la abisho maimuta le galeach b'moyit. That means like this, that if the seventh day fell out on Shabbos, so we say according to Abishol, he was an onus. That means the seventh day, the regal is matter the taglachas. The seventh day. Because there's a near gibri of taglachas, so the regal is matter. Why was he unable to make taglachas? Because of Shabbos. He was an onus on the taglachas. So memele, so therefore, he is permitted to Megaleach B'moyit. So he asks, Havale Legaleach B'Erev Shabbos. So let him be Megaleach Erev Shabbos. Now, between you and me, let's appreciate the Rishash's Kasha. What happens, a person who was not Megaleach Erev Shabbos, the regal was Sunday. The regal was Sunday. Shabbos was Erev regal. So he'll say, no, I wasn't Megaleach Erev regal. I was an onus. Now to Megaleach Shabbos. So let me be Megaleach B'moyit. I'm an onus. So what will they tell him? Shem Shemai. You're the onus. Be Megaleach Friday. So that means, Samazay a person that would not be Megaleach Erev regal because of all that in Shabbos, is Zichana called an onus, because he should have Megaleach Erev Shabbos. Now, according to Abishol, let's also ask the same thing. Good, Shabbos, you were not permitted to be Megaleach because of Shabbos. Abba, you should be Megaleach Erev Shabbos. To the Poch B'Gmore, Al Shachal Cheshaloi B'Shabbos Erev regal. So why weren't you Megaleach Erev Shabbos? Like all other Yidin were Megaleach Erev Shabbos. My Amrit, the Yosef Machmas Avelus, Abishol says, what, Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos said that was in the Shiva. This was the sixth day of the Avelus. She says, Hazel loy mikri oynis. So he says, but that's not called an oynis. Rashi holds, we don't understand the svar of Rashi. But Rashi holds, if the Avelus is the Sibbe, according to the Chachamim, if the seventh day is the Erev Aregel, is if Erev Aregel is Chal, the seventh day, that's the seventh day of his Avelus, according to the Chachamim. Forget about Shabbos. So according to the Chachamim, so he will not be permitted to be Megaleach B'moyit, according to the Chachamim. Why not?
because why when you megalech erev regel? I was a novel then. A novel? Not that anonymous. Whatever the reason is. So memele, if for some reason avelus does not make him an onus, so we say, so you should have been megalech, you should have been megalech erev regel. You want megalech erev regel. So memele, so it's also a galech b'moyim. So he asks, say bezoi, the same kasha we can ask according to Abishol. According to Abishol, Shabbos he couldn't be megalech. Shabbos was the seventh day of the Avel. It's going to be Megalech also Shabbos. So why wouldn't you Megalech Erev Shabbos? Because it was a novel. It was in the Shiva. So, but that doesn't make you an onus. That doesn't make you an onus. Say Bezoi, so why according to Abba Shol, we say he's permitted to be Megalech B'moyed? Because Shabbos he was an onus. And why according to the Chachomim, if Erev HaRegel, he was b'shiva, he was unable to be Megalayach, we say he's not an onus. That's the Rishash's kasha, b'tzorich iyun gadol. Perhaps we can say a shtikol teretz, not too clear if this is a good teretz, but I'd like to mention it. There's a Mogen Avrom, it says, Amir de Kechidish. We hear in the Mishnah, Eilu Megalchen B'moyit. One of the Eilu Megalchen is, let's say, Bomim Dines Hayom. So what does that mean? Erev HaRegel, he was traveling from Medines Hayom. He was unable to be Megaleach Erev HaRegel. So Mamele, he's an onus, and he's permitted to be Megaleach B'moyit. So the Magen Avraham asks, what is the din this Habom and Medina Sayom if he was able to be Megaleach the day before Erev HaRegel? He could have been Megaleach the day before Erev HaRegel. Erev HaRegel, he had a flight and then he couldn't be Megaleach. But the day before, he Medina Sayom, there's Barber's Day, he could have been Megaleach the day before Erev HaRegel. So Magen Avraham says, he's still called anonymous. So you see, Amir de Kechidish from the Magen Avraham. That, what's Pshat? Pshat is mitzvah legaleich erev regel. That's the mitzvah. You didn't do it, we cancel you. And he comes with a legitimate excuse. Erev regel, I was a bom midin sayom. What do you want me to do? And you could have done it yesterday. No. Seems they didn't cancel. That way he didn't do it yesterday, that they didn't cancel it. As long as he was an onus erev haregel, as long as he was an onus erev haregel, so Lamai says, so he has a teiras onus. So l'chayr is azay. Here, Erev HaRegel, according to Abba Shol, here, Erev HaRegel fell out on Shabbos. It was the seventh day of the Shiva. Lamaise, there was a Hetzer Taglachas, Kamison, it's Shabbos. So, when the Zman Taglachas came, so I was an onus. So I have a teretz. I was an onus bizman that Aglachas came. Because of Shabbos, I would have. Now, this teretz perhaps doesn't work for everyone. L'chayre, the people who are not Avelim. So we say, so you were able to be Megaleach Erev Shabbos. Why weren't you Megaleach Erev Shabbos? And it seems this is worse than the case of the Magen Avraham, because if Shabbos is not a Zman Giluach for everyone, so the Zman Giluach is Erev Shabbos, so you should have made it Aglach as Erev Shabbos. That's for everyone. But by him, I don't know if there's a taina on him, that you should, that it's about you that, So could be by the people who are B'nai Giluach, Erev Shabbos, from them there's a tainus. So the mitzvah shtelt zechavek by you Erev Shabbos. So you should be Megalech Erev Shabbos. That's the mitzvah. You can't be Megalech Erev Aregel. Erev Aregel or Shabbos is the mitzvah is Erev Shabbos. So if you didn't, and I think this is different than Bob Medina Sayyam. Bob Medina Sayyam, I mean, I can't be Megalech Erev Aregel. But the mitzvah is Erev Aregel. So Memela, so that when you can be Megalech, that doesn't, so that's enough. But we don't say that your mitzvah starts the day before Erev Aregel. If the Erev Aregel is a Zman Taglacha, so that's the Zman, then you are known as the day before. One mechuyev to think it, to think of making taglachas. But she'en kein by if erev a regular Shabbos, so no one can make taglachas erev a regular because of Shabbos. So then the zman taglachas is, so the zman taglachas for everyone is erev Shabbos. That's the zman taglachas for everyone. But by him, you can't tell him, your Zman Taglachas is Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos, I can't make Taglachas, I'm a novel. So, not that he is a din onus because of Erev Shabbos. No, pshat is that the chiyuv, that by him, since Erev Shabbos is not a Zman Taglachas, so you can't say that the Zman Taglachas by him is Erev Shabbos. The Zman Taglachas is Erev Aregel. No, this Erev, an Erev Aregel is Shabbos. I'm an honest, I can't do it. If by him Erev Shabbos is not a Zman Taglachas, so my Zman isn't, my Zman is Erev Aregel. Could be. Let us see Taisvis. Kishechal Shmini b'Shabbos. The Gemara wanted to say that when Shmini is Chal b'Shabbos, so then according to everyone, you're not allowed to be Megaleach b'Moyed. So they said a big problem. How could you have Shmini is Chal b'Shabbos? Shmini is Chal b'Shabbos, that means they made the Kvura the previous Shabbos. So who makes the Kvura the previous Shabbos? So Taisa says two akimtis. Kegoin shoma shmua b'Shabbos, the kvurosa layoye b'Shabbos. That means it was a shmua kreive. They were mekava the mace before. They were mekava the mace Thursday, but he didn't know about anything. He heard about it in Shabbos that this korev was nifter and nigbar. So memela, so his avela starts from Shabbos. That's one teretz. Ubirushalmi mukilo kshegeru achayev nisyashu levakesh the moinim loy mishoshen nisyashu. That means that erev Shabbos Tavelus wasn't chal because they were under the impression they're going to be mekaba him Sunday, and then Shabbos achayev came and was goyre him, so and they were nisyashu, they can't be mekaba period. So memela, so then the Tavelus taught Shabbos. V'tane didon sovolo kirabona. So the Gemara wanted to say that the Tana Didon holds like the Rabbonon, and therefore we don't say Mitzvah Sayyem Kekuloi, and therefore there's no Heter to be Megaleach B'mayit. Ve'ein lahakshes Mikol Mokim Megaleach Erev Shabbos. So Taisvis says, according to the Rabbonon, why wasn't he Megaleach Erev Shabbos? Main Lakshis, Mikol Mokim, or according to, maybe this is asking according to Abashol, we'll see. Main Lakshis, Mikol Mokim, that means like this. If Shabbos was Yom HaShvi, so Shabbos was Yom HaShvi. So the Gemara says, according to Abishol, you megaleach b'moyit, because he couldn't be megaleach erev aregel, because it was Shabbos. Vein lahakshis, mikol mokim yigaleach erev Shabbos. So why couldn't it be megaleach erev Shabbos?
So what are you telling me a teretz? Erev Shabbos, he can't be megaleich because that's he was in the middle of the shiva. So Taisis says, Kemoi chal shiva sheloi be'erev Shabbos erev haregel, and Shabbos is erev haregel be'erev Shabbos erev haregel. When the shiva is chal erev Shabbos, when Shabbos is erev haregel, so the Gemara says, the shoru rabbonon legalayach, that the rabbonon hold, you're allowed to be megalayach erev Shabbos. The av al gav the less lo mitzvahs hayom kekuloi ba'avelus. Even though the rabbonon don't hold mitzvahs hayom kekuloi ba'avelus. So Tosfos is asking akasha like this. We had learned the Gemara. We didn't explain the Gemara then. But the Gemara says, afilu according to the chachomim, that a chilek and abishol, they don't hold mitzvahs hayom kekuloi. If Shabbos yom shmini is erev haregel, so according to the chachomim, they should be megaleach erev Shabbos. They should be megaleach erev Shabbos. Now, erev Shabbos, according to the chachomim, you don't say mitzvahs hayom kekuloi. So for some reason, the Gemara said, whatever the reason is, the Gemara seems to be saying that since the taglachas went off erev haregel, they said taglachas are not erev haregel because Yom Shmini was erev haregel, so you're permitted to be megaleach afilu in the shiva according to the chachamim. The chachamim hold you don't submit to sayem kekuloi, and the Gemara says afilu according to the chachamim, if erev haregel was Shabbos and these taglachas was nivka Shabbos mikoyach haregel, so according to the Chachamim, it should be Megaleach Friday. Now, Friday is the midst of the Shiva. Afal pi kein, we see from the Gemara that you're Megaleach in the Shiva if the Issa Taglachas went off Erev HaRegel. So, Bezoisa Toysel is asking, according to Abishol, why is he called an Onus? Why is he called an Onus if the Shiva was Chal Erev HaRegel B'Shabbos? So, he should be Megaleach Friday. Aye, it's Teicha Shivit, the sixth day, but according to Chama, you also say you Megaleach in the sixth day. That is Teis Viskash. The Shorabon El Gech Vava gav the last Lomitzis Ayem Kikulei Bavelis. So Teis answers as follows. The Hosom Nishlam Avelis Kaidim Yontiv. There the Avelis was Nishlam Kaidim Yontiv. By, in the case, when Yom HaShmini was Erev HaRegel, so the Avelus was Nishlam Kaidim Yontiv, Av Al Gav, the Megaleach Kaidim Shenishlam, even though he's Megaleach Kaidim Shenishlam, the less lo mitzvahs hayom kekuloi b'Avelus, he doesn't hold mitzvahs yom kekulei b'avelus. Hochemiye islu mishum kovid yomtiv. The ashkerin bezov vizovid ava mitzvahs yom kekulei. Havo ksheyesh adayin yemei avelus loy. So dachsim etaisvus means to say as follows. Taisvus means to say that according to the chachomim, if Yom Shmini was Chal B'Shabbos, so the regel was matter the Isser Taglachas. It's Yom Shmini is Erev HaRegel, Yom Shmini is Shabbos. The regel was matter Isser Taglachas. Now, but Bepoyel, he has a problem. How could he be Megaleach? Shabbos, he can't be Megaleach. So then the Chachamim said, so alt kovid regel, the heter taglachas, which the regel created, but we have a problem. How could he use this heter? How could he use this heter? L'chayre, Erev Shabbos is the middle of the shiva. So alt kovid regel, there is an inyan of mitzvah sayem kekula. We find by zov this inyan mitzvah sayem kekula. So alt kovid regel will say, the heter taglachas, that the regel created will say mitzvahs hayom kekuloi erev Shabbos in order he should be able to use the heter. That's the cover of the regel. I have a heter
I have a heter. No, I don't have a shahus how to use the heter. Because Erev Shabbos, I don't know mitzvah sayyem kekuloi. So I'll say no. I'll say mitzvah sayyem kekuloi. I'll cover the regel in order to be able to use the heter that was chal from the regel. That's what I'll do. So if you say mitzvah sayyem kekuloi, so maybe you're permitted to be megaleich Erev Shabbos. But, according to Abishol, according to Abishol, if the seventh day was Chal B'Shabbos, so I got a heter of Taglachas. So what will the heter of Taglachas good? So I can't use the heter. So what will you say? Be Megalech Erev Shabbos. Shame Shemaim, you can't be Megalech Erev Shabbos, I'm in the middle of the Shiva. The Chachomim only hold that cover the regel makes that I say mitzvah sayyim kekulay, that's what the Chachamim hold. That means normally I don't say b'yoyim shvii mitzvah sayyim kekulay. But if you have a heter, the regel was matat aglachas. And I have, and I could use this heter to cover the regel if I'll say mitzvah sayyim kekulay. So then I bend backwards and I say mitzvah sayyim kekulay and I'm a galayach erev Shabbos. So I'm doing everything better. I'll cover the regals, I'm going to say Yom Kippur. But according to Abishol, if the Erev regal was in Shabbos, the Yom Shvi, so gerecht, I got a heter of Taglachas, but I don't have an afshoros when to be Megaleach, because Erev Shabbos is in the middle of the Shiva. In the middle of the Shiva, I can't make Taglachas. Let us see Taisvus further. Avotain. So Taisvus asks now a different kasha. Veheche pshitale de lepane didon loy sharina. He says, our Gemara made a machlekes between the Barais and our Mishnah. The Barais says, a novel is permitted to me megaleich b'moyed, that the Barais holds, like Abishol. Our Mishnah says, Eilu Megalchen B'moyed means Dafke these and not a novel, so our Mishnah goes according to the Chachamim. Avotayim et Ehechem Shitalei de Letana Didon Loi Sherina, who says that the Tana of our Mishnah holds you not permitted to be Megalech B'moyed? Mimai de Loitoni B'mas Nisan, because it doesn't say in the Mishnah, because it doesn't say in the Mishnah. So Taisa says, whatever it doesn't say in the Mishnah means that they don't have heter giluach. The Gemara declared a shayla by avdele aveide, and the Gemara lives by a sofik. So why wasn't the Gemara poshit me delay toni lo? It doesn't say in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Eilu Megalcha B'moyed, Yaitzimi Beis Asurim, etc. It doesn't say avdele aveide. Why wasn't the Gemara, when the Gemara led a shayla by Avdolei Aveide, why wasn't the Gemara poshited from that the Mishnah was not mefar at the case of Avdolei Aveide? No, the Gemara dikel meme toni vishaya. Gemoy ken hani toni vishaya. Yesh loima, so Taisus answers, kiven dashkacht einachanami. It's not really muchach from the Mishnah that the Mishnah holds an oval cannot be megaleach b'moyed. Obakivin dashkachna plukta da b'shol v'rabonim b'oval, but there is a machloikis. And according to the machloikis, abishol and the chachomim, according to the chachomim, an oval would not have a het to be megaleach b'moyed if yom shvi is chali is b'shabbos. Islam the meima, the tandem is nisam b'raisa b'hochi pligi. So we could say this already. Not we're muchich to say it, but forget if there is a machloikis, and there'll be a nafkemine if the shvi is chal erev a regel. So the Gemara says. So let us say there is a machloikis take. The kivin the ba'ovu pligi bekoyin nami pligi. So since the Gemara had an afshoris to say that there's a machloikis by ovu. And because according to machloikis, Abishol the Chachamim, there should be a machloikis. So who had in Bekoyin Ami Pligi, and that's the next Gemara. Let us see next Gemara. What is the case of Koyin?